This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To a session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. You know, it's really that simple. MyPillow.com, head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off. You know, somebody said, well, how many pillows can you buy? Well, you know what? It isn't just pillows, people. You've got pillows, sheets, mattress covers, towels, right? Covers, bathrobes, doggy beds, kitty pillow. Just head over there and peruse. I can't make it any easier for you. We want to keep supporting patriots. Mike Lindell is one of them, the people that work for him. Promo code Joe gets you 30 to 70% off MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Okay. Letitia's gone. She's done. I mean, seriously, she's losing her mind over the fact that an appellate court lowered the lowered the bond for Donald Trump. And if you think about it, I mean, again, the woman ran on one thing and one thing only: attacking Trump. Everything else in the streets is going sideways. People are being killed in the streets of New York, beat up in the streets of New York. Right, you got home invasions, you got retail invasions. And what is she doing about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Here's a couple of comments, I hope. A couple of comments by Trump today after the proceedings.
I built a great company, but I don't want to have a crooked judge named Ngoron and a crooked, horrible, the worst, I would say without question, attorney general in the country, the most obnoxious and the worst attorney general in the whole country. And she did it for political reasons. Go back and take a look at her ads. We will stop Trump. Well, she knows nothing about me. I never heard of her. She was advertising and she took ads in saying, we will stop Trump. We will stop him. Stop him. Vicious. I said, boy, that's a bad one. Then I looked, she got elected. But then she tried to do it with the governor and it didn't work. She went after the current governor, who's much more talented than she is. She went after the current governor. She was very nasty. And she polled at about 3%. She polled at nothing. And after 6 weeks or 7 weeks, she pulled out of the race. She ran for governor, you know, on what she was doing to me. She thought that would work. It didn't work.
Thank God. Thank God she didn't win as governor. Can you imagine what New York would be like if she was governor? It'd be a wasteland at this point. You know that's true. Put some of these draconian plans. Right now, you've got the New York governor that's scrambling to try to make sure people don't leave. It's too late now. Right? It just, again, I have no sympathy for these people anymore. I mean, for Trump right now and others that are there trying to work, yes, I do. I have sympathy for some of those that are working there. But I'm tired of having to feel bad for people in Chicago and Seattle and Portland and New York City and L.A. City. Why? You vote these people in. You vote them in to torture you. I don't understand. I mean, unless you're totally not paying. If you vote strictly party lines and you're not paying attention, I'm sorry. You get what you deserve. Really that easy. You get exactly what you deserve. If you start looking at what they do and how they do, that's a whole different animal. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us, on the air, texting, tweeting, Xing, whatever the heck it's called. And I very much appreciate the time you spend with me. Anyway, God, there's so many stories that I want to get to that I know, I just know I'm not going to get to them all. Here in California, I love this. We already have the highest unemployment rate in the country. There's no argument there. There's no discussion about we have the highest one in the country. The new minimum wage, $20 an hour, minimum wage law goes into effect on April 1st. All right? Think about that. $20 an hour. You're looking, any chain, food chain, with 60 or more locations, right, we'll have to enforce that. Really that simple. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to have $28 hamburgers. That's what's going to happen. Now, some people out there screaming, oh, that's not true. You don't have to have that. It's just what they're choosing to have. Doesn't have to be that expensive. They don't have to make that much money. Well, they do have to make quite a bit of money. This is coming from people who've never run a business, who don't understand what it's like to have to replace equipment, who don't understand what it's like to have to deal with lawsuits, do research and development, and training. You know, you take weeks training these people on how to work, on how the systems work there, and then 3 months later they decide, nah, this isn't for me, and they leave. Now, I realize they're entry-level jobs, and you kind of have that figured into the plan, but that's not right either. I got to pay you to train. I have to pay you when you have no clues of what you're doing. And then you want more money for me to train you, and you're still not interested. And remember, the more money it costs them, the more money it costs you, because you may go to one of those fast food joints. You may go to one of those restaurants that's got to pay $20 an hour to someone. Good luck with that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation, really. Right? That's the way we win. That's the way we make things work. And I appreciate it. So much I appreciate your time that you're with us. You're commenting in the chat room. You can find the chat room at joemessina.com. joemessina.com. And I very much do appreciate the time that I hear from you. You send me emails. You send me text messages. Anyhow. All right. I got so much I need / want to get to. There you go. I knew I was looking for this story. The New York City Council is going to is appealing a decision to strike down a non-citizen voting law. Now, this is amazing to me. Right? First and foremost, you really believe that our founding fathers did all that fighting, did what they did, lay everything out, so that you allow people that, first of all, in most cases are here illegally, secondly, the nationals from another country, to vote in our elections? Why don't we just send ballots out to the whole planet? Right? I mean, seriously. So New York City Council filed a notice of appeal Monday to the state's highest court in support of the 2022 law it passed granting municipal voting privileges to non-citizens with green cards or work authorizations. Now, empowering New Yorkers to participate, you see how they did that? They took it out of everything else. It has nothing to do with you being here, however you got here. Now they're New Yorkers. All right, why? They've got green cards or work authorizations. Now, empowering New Yorkers to participate in our local... I mean, I remember always saying, you can become a citizen so you can vote. We didn't say you can become a citizen so that you can vote just for president or just in federal races. Just because they have a green card or you know, a residency card, you keep talking about those things, work authorizations, that doesn't mean they know the laws. They know how it works. So empowering New Yorkers to participate in a local Democrat process can only strengthen New York City by increasing civic engagement. How has that worked out for them? This is always the way they put it, right? Oh, no, you got to give driver's licenses because that way we know where they are. We know that they know how to drive. We know this. We know that. No, actually, you don't. And then they automatically get registered to vote. How exciting is that? I think they found over 20,000 illegals registered to vote through motor voter type of scenarios there in New York. That's ridiculous. Increase civic engagement, sure. That's according to council spokesperson Randy Desmores. Went on to say, adding that the legislative body finds that the law, consistent with the state constitution, election law, and municipal home rule. Now, the legislation was ruled unconstitutional 1 month ago by the Appellate Division for the Second Judicial Department in New York. It had sought to allow an estimated 800,000 eligible non-citizens. See, everything is a crack. Everything starts with a crack. Everything starts in the direction that they want to go in. And then we have to figure it out from there. Right? Little crack, what do they do? A little chink in the armor, a little crack in the armor. Not a big deal. Problem is, it is a big deal. And it's a very big deal. Again, we're either a land of laws or we're not. And if we're going to play that little weasel game, right, to decide whether or not we can pull this off, American citizens and American citizens only should be allowed to vote. And we should know who's voting. Yes, we should have voter ID. There's so much to this that I could go on and on and on with. In the last election, whether you want to hear it or not, it was Steven Crowder. He actually drove out to addresses that they knew didn't exist. One address was an apartment building. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember this. One of the addresses was an apartment building where there were, I don't know what it was, 300 votes, something along those lines. The 300 votes came in on. When you went there, the apartment had been torn down for 5 years. Really that easy. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It is thought to allow, an estimated 800,000 eligible non-citizens to cast ballots in city elections. They're talking about mayor, city council. But Local Law 11 of 2022 had been challenged by a coalition of right-leaning elected officials. Why only right-leaning? How about just elected officials? Because you know what's going to happen? It's exactly what we hear happen now. And if you know people that came here from another country, they equate democracy with Democrat. That simple. That's why they vote that way. Not understanding the damage it does them. And what I love what I'm seeing right now, where the Hispanic community is coming against the Democrat Party, as well they should. They're not doing any favors for them. They're not doing anything to them. Right? Staten Island's Republicans, Vito Fisella, Joe Benelli, and Nicole Melitokis, they argue that the right to vote is sacred to U.S. citizens. The legislation is unconstitutional. Mayor Eric Adams' administration had been defending the law and appealed a lower court's ruling against it. But representatives did not immediately respond to questions from the local news sources whether the attorneys would appeal to the New York State Court of Appeals. Now, they got until next Monday. But I hope people fight this. I hope you fight it in every city, in every area. It's just not right. He goes on to say so many of our residents have been paying taxes, they've been contributing to this community, and yet they have no say. So then, you know what? Help them become citizens. Seriously, then just help them become citizens. It's not that hard. Now, Brooklyn Democrat Alexa Aviles said, granting voting rights to someone who does not take someone else's voting rights away. Yeah, actually, it does. Because of the ideologies of that person. The mindset. If they love this country so much, they love what they have here, then become a citizen. That easy. Okay, Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
Do you know this man?
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba rhythm starts to play, dance with me, make me sway. Let the lazy ocean hug the shore.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, I just really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, conversing. Head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live there. You can be part of the chat room. As I always say, the smarter people than I in the chat room, and that's a true statement, there are. You know, and it takes information from all over, and again, having to understand truly what we're up against. Because we are up against a lot, people. We really are. All right, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. You know, it's funny when the left, and I do mean the left, when they get a bulk of Supreme Court wins, they hold the Supreme Court in high esteem. Well, listen to what they said. I can't believe Abbott's not doing what the Supreme Court told them to do. Well, they aren't either. Right? Joe B. isn't. Not supposed to be paying off these loans for the kids, but he's doing it anyway. And now they're screaming that, you know, Supreme Court's an ultimate authority on the Constitution and nation's law, but who judges the justices when they violate the public trust? Well, what do you consider violating the public trust? No, sincerely, because in their mindset, only the justices that are right-leaning violate public trust. Justice on the left never do. They're God's gift to justice. In the recent decisions and some of the revelations, the current court has chosen it's co-opted by right-wing ideology. Right, and the funny thing about that is when they were very extremely liberal, they were right on, according to these people. Right, they go on to say that the court is corrupt because they think that the ex-president is building them up because he wants to evade his 90 felony charges. So what makes you think that the charges are real? Why do the charges hold any water? Why is it that even hardcore left-leaning Court of Appeals in New York said, whoa, you guys are way out of line with these, with the bail amounts or the bond amounts. Is it only the left that's holier than thou? I have to ask. Because if you really believe that, then you're the problem. I don't believe the right is holier than thou, if you would. They make a lot of mistakes. They do a lot of stupid things. A lot of times they don't stand for their principles. So as usual, the answer to vote is our Supreme Court must abide by higher standards for objectivity and fairness than any other government institution. But I want you to, you know, they claim that the public respect for the court has been declining. Who are you asking? And how are you asking? Because I know people on the right have a different viewpoint. It's what I've always said to you guys. Right? When it comes to when you use terms like we need to shore up our immigration laws, well, that means two different things. It depends on whether you're talking to a Republican or a Democrat. Well, it's the same thing here. When you talk about higher standards of objectivity and fairness, look, the law is meant to be fair. It's not meant to be without compassion, but it's definitely meant to be without feelings. And what I mean by that is a friend of mine here in California, or I'll say an acquaintance, because I'm not so sure he would consider us friends, but he had made a comment once about the Supreme Court got it right when they approved of gay marriage, same-sex marriage. He said the reason behind it is they had compassion, that their compassion allowed him to marry the person he had loved for decades. And I sat back and had a look at him and go, you know, you're wrong. The Supreme Court is not there to have compassion, to look at these, to look at the Constitution and say, okay, how can I take a compassionate viewpoint? That's not what they're there for. You know, you look at these. That's why when you go to court and there's a judgment rendered, you're about ready and they allow the defendant to speak. There are so many things that come into play, facts that come into play. Now, when I say compassion, what I mean by that is, look, you, Your Honor, yes, I did. I stole bread. I stole cheese. I stole milk. Yeah, I walked out of the store with it. I've been down on my luck. I haven't had a job for so-and-so. I can't find a job, and my kids are starving. But yes, I did steal. Well, the man's guilty of stealing. Is he guilty of stealing for selfish purposes because he needs to buy a new set of Puma shoes or whatever? That's where the law can have some compassion. Yes, you're guilty of stealing. However, I'm going to stay your jail sentence because you were doing it for the proper reasons, or you were doing it for non-selfish reasons, whatever you want to call it, however you want to lay it out. That's compassion, real compassion. Okay? Some of these people haven't been prosecuted as of late because they feel like they're owed it, and you've heard it. I'm not making it up as I go. Yeah, well, they have insurance. They're not going to miss anything. They'll get paid back. Yeah, that's not the point. I mean, it really is ridiculous. So the Supreme Court they don't necessarily abide by higher standards, objectivity or fair. They have to abide by the Constitution. And the thing I find really interesting, too, and you heard me say this with Brad Dacus and other attorneys I've had on the show, right? How often do you actually hear the Supreme Court, forget the words, it's unconstitutional. How often do you hear them say, Article 5, Article this, Article that, Section this goes right in the face of that? You'll hear them say things, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg did this too. You know, the French court has ruled. Well, I don't care about the French court. Right? Other courts have ruled. I don't care about other courts. That's why we're here at the Supreme Court. Because we think those other courts got it wrong. How does that line up to the Constitution? right? Like the one changing the words to nuke. See, they only want to use the Constitution when they want to use it as their benefit. When it's not, they're not interested. The Constitution calls them illegal aliens. Doesn't call them newcomers. I'm just amazed at this. There's so many things going on here, honestly, that you need to know about. In all seriousness. So, the law is, you know, as we say, the law is the law is the law. It has room for compassion. It doesn't. I know you're going to say, well, compassion is a feeling, you idiot. You know what I mean, the difference is. Right? Anyhow, yeah, my wife and I were the only people on the street that didn't have a 80-inch flat-screen TV and was making us feel bad. So we need another one. Yeah, okay, whatever. Early this month, a political poll found that the big majority of Americans want Donald Trump to stand trial before November election. Yeah, only if Joe Biden stands trial for the same exact things. Right? A third said that they would make a difference on how they vote. 75% don't really trust the Supreme Court to be fair and nonpartisan. When, since when? I didn't know that the Supreme Court actually tried cases, you know, civil cases such and such. When did that happen? And voters don't have direct authority to restore the court's integrity. The people's recourse is to elect Congress willing to force a... That's the other thing that we've forgotten. See, our founding fathers didn't want a democracy. They didn't want it because they knew what that meant. Mob rule. They didn't want mob rule. It doesn't work anywhere. They gave you a constitutional republic for a reason. You hire representatives. You vote in representatives for your community. If you've got 30 loud people in a community of 1,000, that doesn't mean it's what everybody wants. If a conservative or a liberal person gets voted in, apparently that's what the community wants, and those ideologies will be carried forward. Joe Mancini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You want to be involved. That's the only way we win, right? You know, seriously. And we were supposed to have Jennifer Van Laar on this hour, but we moved it to next hour. It'll work out better that way. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. If you're part of the solution, right, you got to be informed first. You can't just blab stuff out there. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So back to how the left really can't stand the way the Supreme Court is. Now, when they were mostly liberal, they had no problem with them. Not an issue. Because they think that everything should fall in line with your emotions, how you feel. Not what the law says. I mean, think about it. I said it the other day, and I still stand by it. Which is, you want to start screaming, it's the federal government's job to secure the border. The state should have no right doing it, even if it's affecting the state, even if it's hurting the state and the people there financially. You don't seem to care about that. So what you're telling me is this, and some of you were like all excited. I think it was at the one point one of the courts said, hey, listen, you got a problem here. You can't, this is a federal issue. You guys can't be dealing with this. So my question was this. It's the police's job to keep you safe. Is that what the government's job to keep you safe? Protect the citizenry. Right? So it's the government's job to keep you safe. Therefore, the police should be at your home, should be able to help you when something goes sideways, right? To protect you. So if they tell you they can't protect you, if they tell you they don't have the manpower, they don't have the budget, they don't have people on like they're seeing happening right now in Pittsburgh, are you telling me when somebody breaks into your house, you are to do nothing about it? Is that really what you're saying? Oh, I'd like to stop you from breaking into my house. I'd like to stop you from assaulting my kids, but it's the job of the police. Is that really what we're saying? And their complaint is that the justices aren't elected by the people. Well, actually, they are. Which shows me point blank that you really don't understand. You honestly don't understand how this works. You don't understand how representative government works. Right? You hire... All right. Many of you know I'm on a school board. Okay? Got voted in. Didn't squeak by. Got voted in. They know I'm conservative. They know what my values are. But it isn't all about me. When I sit at the... My job is not to go, okay, how would I do this? What do I think? No. My job is to understand the community because I represent the community. Not the 300 loud ones out of 32,000. No. All. I take input from all. And then with the information I have, that's how I base my vote. You know, the information that's not always available to the public. And then when we have to hire, like we're having to hire a superintendent right now of schools. That's not a public position. That's not a voted position. And some of those people on the hard left will say, we want a say in that. We want to be able to have, well, you do. You voted me in as your representative. You voted me in to make a decision as to who to hire in that position that's best for you and your kids and for the community. I mean, seriously. So my question to you is, are you saying that you want us to step aside and you vote on those positions? The same thing here with the court. You vote in your congressional representation. You vote in your, so it was never meant to be for you to vote in your Senate representation, but so be it. You know, I realize that things have to change as the years go on. That there's other things that come up that the founding fathers either didn't think of or really felt that we would change them when we needed to. That's how they set the system up, right? So you realize that when you vote in your congressman, your senator, they're the ones that ultimate senators ultimately decide who the Supreme Court people are. And you're broken and bent and heartbroken over the fact that at a time when some of these judges were put into place, the Republicans were in power. Well, too bad. You didn't sell your product. Your senators couldn't get elected because nobody wanted their ideologies. So if they were honest with us, this is not about being upset who's on the Supreme Court. If they were honest about it, they would say, you know, they're simply upset that it's not a dictatorship and they can decide what, where, when, and how. And that these nine justices don't just decide because it feels good or doesn't feel good or whatever. It's not the way it works. It's just not the way it works. Anyway, one person was complaining until recently that the Supreme Court refused to subscribe to ethics standards. These are set by other members of federal judiciary, even after the news media, found members engaged in apparent conflicts of interest. Without any comment about, remember, they only keyed in on two conservative justices, even though there's been complaints on the liberal justices on how they handle things. On one liberal justice in particular who wrote a book and had her staff paid by taxpayers shuck those books around and sell them at events that she went to speak. She was speaking as a justice, selling a book that benefited her. Yeah, that's okay, I guess. Right? This is what I mean. And they don't have to adopt an ethics code. Don't you want your judges to live by that code? Who's going to take them out? I mean, they are the highest court in the land. And you can't tell them what to do. What part of these three independent branches of government do you not get? Congress should rule itself. The Senate should rule itself. Right? The executive branch should rule itself. The judiciary branch should rule itself. And, you know, adopting an ethics code, what does that mean? It's not binding. It's not enforceable. And the funny thing about it is that because we've done such a poor job of educating our kids, it is enforceable. Judges are not appointed for life. I don't know. This is a perfect example where people have decided, because they've heard this over and over and over again, like they've heard that we're a democracy, right? Well, not a democracy. You can use that term all you want to. It's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. It's a big deal. It's a big difference. The same thing here. You've heard that judges, especially the Supreme Court justices, are there for life. They're appointed for life. That's not true. You can remove a judge for cause. Matter of fact, specifically, you can remove a judge for bad conduct. Right? I don't know if you know that. So if the Senate had the guts, or the Congress had the guts, right, they could go after one of these judges. They would have, and I think we've had one or two, one for sure that I know of, in our history, that the judge was impeached. And he was impeached, you know, for what? Now we don't seem to care about this stuff anymore, but yeah, he was impeached for public drunkenness. I guess that's not an ethical issue anymore. So when you have these things going on, and you come up with it, you solidify this stuff when you keep saying they're appointed for life, there's nothing you can do. No, yeah, there is. You can remove them. You have to have the guts. I mean, heck, they went after Trump even when he wasn't president anymore. Right? It's just amazing. But they're still blaming everything on him. Which I think is hilarious. This writer goes down a whole list of things that he feels that Trump is getting away with because of these justices. And I find all this amazing, right? The justices decided to protect Trump by rewriting the Constitution rather than enforcing it. The 14th Amendment disqualifies people from public office if they swear to support the Constitution, then aid in an insurrection. Here's the problem. Not one person, especially Trump, was charged with insurrection. Not one. Right? Nobody's been found guilty of it. But this is where they don't care if you're found guilty. They say you are, therefore you are. That should scare the crud out of you. Joe Bazzini, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Jennifer Vidalon will join us in the next hour. Don't go far.
Right.